America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
That is Hellman Jinx victim Tom Petty.
Was that your first? What? Your first kill?
Well, yeah, first actual one.
Yeah.
God,
sad.
First legitimate one.
Courtney, why? How could you do that?
I'm just saying.
That was a great rejoin selection by Greg.
Oh. Thank you, Shine.
You're welcome. I gotta say, been crushing it lately with the rejoin selections.
Shime, no need to kiss ass. I don't. Nobody likes a kiss ass. I appreciate the support, but
it's not. It's not me trying to kiss ass, Greg. I'm just saying you have been. I gotta tell you, the one liners and the rejoins lately, top notch.
A little tacky with the kissy butt.
I don't know. I don't think so. Just giving Greg credit where credit is due. That's all.
All right.
That. I just think that is oftentimes it's transparent. The ass kissing.
Right.
But I appreciate it. I don't think you intended it. I don't know if you intended it that way, Curtis. No. You're a better judge than I. But
no, it did sound that way. But I just want to tell you, I think you have a great ass.
Who's the biggest kiss ass on the show?
On the show,
yeah.
It's probably
Ken.
It's not Wiggy. I will tell you that much.
Definitely. I think it's the person who asked the question.
You think it's me?
Oh yeah, Courtney. I mean, let's be honest. Curtis is always saying, Courtney, you already got the job. Like, Greg,
I think Curtis gives me a run for my money.
Not really, because Craig, I mean, Craig, because
Greg,
you Curtis think I'm Breslow, I want to punch you.
No, I was going to say, Curtis, you'll bust Greg's balls, but Courtney.
But let me ask you, Craig, a question.
Greg could come in with one eyebrow shaved off, and Courtney would be like, oh, it doesn't look that bad. Yeah. I think it, you know, I mean, looks pretty.
I'm supportive.
People see through it. People see to the person. Right. Most people who are having their ass kissed can see through it. But we've got to get to Nick Kostos. He's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Nick, I guarantee that Nick Kostos doesn't like a kiss ass. Am I right about that?
Well, no. Like, flattery can get people everywhere, but I will agree with you, Greg, that it is incredibly transparent when people do it as you advance in your career. There's no question. I will say, though, in Shime's defense, you know, as Greg is saying that Shime's a kiss ass and Curtis is agreeing, Curtis is like, yeah, Greg, you're right. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
I found that interesting.
I agree with you. It is so unseemly when people kiss ass.
It really is.
It's the worst.
Especially when it's obvious.
Right.
Do you like Greg, do you, and there's no, like, double entendre here. Does any part of you, because you're the big deal, man, and I mean that sincerely, and I'm not kissing ass. That's just the truth. Do you like it when people do that?
He loves it.
I find it when it's obvious. I find it to be untoward.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it does. Does it make you sick, really?
When it's so transparent and it's so obvious, it actually does make me sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would just I would just bring up that I had the opportunity to have lunch this week with the CEO of this.
Oh, kiss now! Please kiss my ass, please.
The CEO of this company, David Field, and I were enjoying lunch this week, and at the end, he received a text message from you.
That's right.
Oh wow!
And apparently, he
now there's a second part to the story that I may have to tell. I'm just saying. But yes, go on.
He informed me that you text him every week. This is the CEO of our company.
Wow!
And you have his number?
That you text him. That you text him every week and ask for his recommendations when it comes to how you are going to wager on the Philadelphia Eagles. Is that accurate?
Well, far be it from me to call the CEO of our company a liar. Far be it from me to say that is the case.
Okay.
Now, I did text him to ask him about the Eagles game. That is true. But But, and if you would like, Greg, I will send you the text message, the log between myself and Mr. Field, where we had not had any correspondence for quite some time, and then he texted me before the start of football season to say, thinking of you, hope it's a great season.
Wow. It seems like you have juice.
Yeah, that's some big
time juice.
Yeah, they
send him to
Vegas. Hell yeah, hell yeah, I got juice. Of course I got juice.
Wow.
Damn.
That to have the CEO's cell phone number and be able to text him, that's juice right there.
Especially when you're texting him and saying your football acumen is extensive.
Now he did say to me, Greg, he also said, texted me and said, was just with Greg Hill, and then I think he said like some really important sponsor or something.
Yeah.
Like really, so that was good for you. He said Greg Hill made sure to say to tell me how much he loves you.
I do. So, I really do.
I appreciate it.
I love having you on this program, and you are doing a fantastic job. So,
also, David Field is not a liar. He's telling the truth.
All right. We're not even going to talk about last night.
Oh.
I don't think. I mean,
it's up to you.
They're underdogs in every game this season for a reason, I believe. I was so excited after week one, and I find myself very upset this morning, Nick.
But I'm not sure why. You know, we talked about it after they beat the Bengals in week one. I think I said last week, like, the success of this season has nothing to do with wins and losses. Is your quarterback good or not? Like, is Drake May going to be good? And he obviously played at the end of the game last night, and the offensive line's horrible. But led them down the field, like, pretty decently, and who knows if there's a little more time on the clock. Like, maybe they're able to score a touchdown with Drake May. So, look, man, like, they're not going to be good. They're probably going to go, like 4-13. It's not going to be a great season for the Patriots. But again, when you get to season's end, if Patriots fans can say, we have Drake May as the guy. Like, we know Drake May is the guy moving forward. How is the season not a smashing success, if that's what it is? And then next offseason, you could add another. I think Polk and Douglas are both good. You probably need a true number one alpha. Get the offensive line fixed up. Like, I think the defense will always be, they're down a couple players right now, but the defense should be decent. I'm not saying they can win the Super Bowl next year, but if you get the quarterback, I mean, that's like all that matters this year. I'm choosing to view it that way for the Patriots.
All right, well, what do you like this weekend? Give us some reasonably sure bets for the weekend.
Well, I'll do my best. Okay, we got a couple here coming up on Sunday. We'll start with the Titans and the Packers in Tennessee. So I'm sure fantasy football players, football fans saw this yesterday. The Jordan Love was back at practice yesterday for Green Bay, and Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said that maybe Love could start in this game. The betting market says that's not happening. Like, it's not going to happen. Tennessee is almost a 3-point favorite. I promise you that if Love were going to start, like, bettors would know, and the Packers would be getting bet. I promise everybody that that's the case. If this is where we're going to be, Tennessee, less than a 3-point home favorite, I like the Titans against Malik Willis. Green Bay's rushing offense has been amazing the first couple of weeks. Tennessee's run defense is very good. Two space eaters on that defensive line. As long as Will Levis doesn't turn the football over, that idiot. I like the Titans here. So Titans minus 2.5 at home against the Green Bay Packers. I'll take the Houston Texans laying a short number on the road at the Minnesota Vikings. Basically, you need Sam Darnold to beat Houston. It's like Sam Darnold against C.J. Stroud. And maybe people think, oh, well, you're simplifying it too much. The Texans are better than the Vikings, and I get the better quarterback. I'll just keep it as simple as that. I'll take the Texans laying the two Texans on the money line on the road at Minnesota. And, and I'll give you, how about two for Monday night?
Can I ask you one thing about Sunday?
Sure.
Ravens Cowboys, you're saying far away from that one because Ravens falling to 0-3 on the season, but it's a Cowboys home game.
I'll bet Baltimore. Mm. It is not one of my favorite bets. But here's where I'm at, just quickly on Dallas. So Dallas looked great. We bet Dallas in week one. I'm starting to become a wee guy. Like, I did it. I was the one that did it. I bet Dallas. I don't know if you guys did. I bet Dallas week one against Cleveland. Box score will tell you after the game that that game was actually closer than the final score would indicate. So not as impressive as the final score would indicate. And then absolutely throttled last week by the New Orleans Saints. Now, I bet the Raiders last week to cover against Baltimore, but Baltimore should have won that football game. I'm not saying they should have covered, but they should have won. I think this sets up for the Ravens to win on Sunday on the road in Dallas, but it is not one of my favorite plays, but make me pick it. I'll take Baltimore. And then Monday night, I'll take the two dogs in the doubleheader. Jaguars plus the 5.5. Kitchen sink game for them. Have to win to avoid falling to 0-3. I'll have a Jaguars bet to win the game also, backed up with my spread bet. And I'll take the Commanders. Has to be 7.5, not 7. Commanders plus 7.5 or better on the road in Cincinnati. I think the Bengals will probably win and turn their season around, but their defense is not good, and I trust Jaden Daniels and this Commanders offense to score enough to cover a huge point spread in that game.
Costos, can I ask you a very quick question? You're much smarter than me than I am at this. The Chiefs only giving 3 points to the Falcons seems really low. What am I missing?
I actually think you have an opportunity now, Curtis, you and listeners, if you want, to bet Kansas City now that the point spread's at 3. I bet Atlanta earlier in the week, talked about it on my show earlier this week, at plus 3.5. It's not an anti-Chiefs bet. I think Kansas City is the best team. I think they will three-peat and win the Super Bowl. But we're now seeing a situation with Kansas City, and we saw this last week where the Chiefs should have lost in the game to Cincinnati. They should have lost that game. They end up winning 26-25, where Isaiah Pacheco, their starting running back, is out 6 to 8 weeks now, fractured fibula. And I don't know how they're going to replace him in the run game. It's a bunch of curtain jerking jabronis running the ball for Kansas City. Hollywood Brown is not a great player, but he's a field stretcher, right? And he was going to be an important part of the passing game, a receiver. He's out for the rest of the regular season, maybe the whole season. So I think we might see a situation where the Chiefs will look similar like they did last year, where they're still going to win games, but maybe they can't win games by margin, have the offensive firepower needed to pull away and win games by 7-10 points. So I bet Falcons plus 3.5 at 3. No bet on the game for me. I would not begrudge you if you wanted to bet Kansas City.
Mick,
they talked about this during the game last night. Sorry, Wiggy, but which rookie quarterback would you wager throws his first touchdown pass this season?
I guess we'll probably see Caleb and Daniels both throw one this week is my guess.
Okay. Go ahead, Wiggy. Sorry.
No, Nick, I was going to say, I think.
Not Bo Nix.
We're keeping our eye on this one because if we're your Belichick fans, you just want to see where he might potentially land. Saints, Eagles. Are the Saints for real? And are the Eagles maybe potentially going to be in the direction of where they're going to be looking towards replacing Nick Sirianni?
The second part of that question, if this keeps up, definitely yes. Definitely yes. And just, I don't want to turn this into an Eagles thing, but this is the second consecutive season where Nick Sirianni has had two different an offensive and a defensive coordinator different from the season prior.
Did you get that from David Field?
David did tell me that.
Okay, yes.
He also clued me into Britton Covey's usage this past Monday night where he went over his receiving yards prop, which was really nice. I think Sirianni, if this keeps up, he's not going to get fired if they get blown out by New Orleans. That's not going to happen. And I also think Philly's too talented of a team to achieve a true disaster outcome this season. But yeah, they go 9-8 or something, lose in the first rounds of the playoffs like they did last year. He's definitely getting fired. And maybe Belichick would take that job. I am just saying, my team's kind of a disaster. Come home, Bill. I'd love to see Bill on my sidelines.
Got no quarterback. You got no quarterback
right now. We don't. But then we draft one because we're going to have a top 5 pick next year because we suck. We're horrible. Anyway, Eagles and Saints. Betting market doesn't know what to do right now, Wiggy, with the Saints. And this actually, even if you don't bet, anyone out there, I think this is interesting because we all we watch games, we play fantasy. Maybe you bet. New Orleans has wildly exceeded expectations through the first two games. Their offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, Gary's son, obviously, if they keep this up, he will be a head coach in the NFL next season. And we see this every year where there's a team early that just crushes expectations and no one knows what to do with them, right? Because would anyone be shocked if the Eagles won this game on Sunday? Probably not.
Nope.
Also, would you be shocked if the Saints won this game by 10? I don't think you can be at this point. So it's all a big guess. My guess is that New Orleans is actually good, and it's a rough spot for Philly here without A.J. Brown. Now, I haven't texted Mr. Field yet.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So I can't give you my full pick on this game, but I would lay the points with the New Orleans Saints if I had to bet it.
So, Kostos, Bryce Young got benched this week. Andy Dalton is now going to start for the Carolina Panthers. Last time he started a game for the Panthers, he threw the ball 58 times in a game and threw for over 300 yards. I kind of like the Panthers getting 5 points just because of the change at quarterback. Like, it's one of those, like, first coach fire bumps that you get sometimes in the middle of the season. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, so that was the game you referenced. That was last year, week three, on the road in Seattle, albeit with a different coaching staff with Frank Reich.
Sure.
But he did, like, and look, like, Dalton's not, I'll say this about Carolina. Like, Dalton is not good. He's probably, like slightly below average, which makes him 500 times better than Bryce Young. So, like, the Panthers will be, they will be elevated from the worst team ever to just, like, a normal bad team in the NFL, I think is what you'll get from Carolina. Shine, my sense as to what's going to happen here with Carolina. We've seen this each of the first 2 weeks. I think that as Sunday comes along, both because Dalton's in the lineup and also it's betting the rate. Like, this is more what it's about, I think, is having to trust Antonio Pierce, like, as a big favorite in a game where he loves to kick field goals and punt the ball. I think we're going to see Carolina get bet as we approach kickoff on Sunday. And if we ever get to Raiders minus four, oh, I'm unloading on the Raiders here. I think the Panthers are the fake sharp team of the year, where people are going to talk themselves into this team every week, and they are horrendous. They're awful. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence, just cover, baby. Raiders minus four will be a bet for me if it happens this weekend.
All right, Nick. As always, it is a pleasure to get your insight. Thank you so much.
Greg, I have to tell you, man, you're great. Your show is great. Oh. It's highly rated. Oh. I love being here. Oh. Wishing you and you alone, Minimal Sweats winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick, thank you so much.
He's never had Minimal Sweats.
All right. There he is.
Check out those pits.
That is Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider, and heard here every Friday on the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.